Hello, listeners. Here is a little taste of what we are doing over on patreon.com/timepop. If you would like more from us, head on over and check it out. I am forming the Voltron of Patreons with exclusive episodes from Time Pop and Thank the Light. I think we are all wonderful and delightful people, and you should enjoy our discussions regardless of the inciting media. And for $3 right now, you can get 6 exclusive episodes and be in prime position to receive 2 new shows every month for 1 low price. Time Pop, the time travel movie podcast, is discussing the mindfuckery films that don't quite fit into the time travel category, such as Everything Everywhere All at Once, Idiocracy, and Into the Spider-Verse. And Thank the Light, the Wheel of Time podcast, is talking about other fantasy movies and unfairly comparing them to the Wheel of Time book and Amazon Prime series, such as The Princess Bride, Dungeons and Dragons, Honor Amongst Thieves, and Beastmaster. If you enjoy these hosts and their conversations, there is a free feed containing over 100 episodes and counting for your enjoyment. Find them at whatsoundsawesome.com or wherever you find fine free podcasts. Thank the Light, the Wheel of Time podcast, and Time Pop, the time travel movie podcast. Now enjoy this taste of our offering at patreon.com/timepop.
That's so funny.
Buttfuckers is funny.
Yeah, buttfuckers is funny. By the way, is this a time travel review or is this the other thing?
Patreon.com/timepop.
It's debatable to be time travel.
Well, we've been debating it a long time, and that's why we have Patreon, so we can say, you know what?
Fuck you, everybody.
You know all of those angry letters we get every week, Scott, about people complaining about our movies maybe or may not be time travel. This is our way around it.
So many.
It's not time travel. It's fraud. Yeah. Don't worry. We're going to do Demolition Man next. Like, just don't worry about it.
Yeah.
Holy shit. We still haven't figured out how to start these episodes yet.
We haven't? Oh.
Yeah. This is an alternate universe.
Ooh. Altered states. Different forms of existence.
Kind of time travel.
Kind of time travel.
That's right. See, Scott, you reminded.
Discuss.
You reminded me. We did figure out how to start these episodes with the beatbox. with a double dose of.
Yeah.
Holy shit! Oh, there we go. Hold on. Let me start these right. Since I've already like almost given up on remembering the facts. For our Time Pop episodes, I'm trying to double down on our 2006. No, 2006. That's not right. It was 2004.
That's right. Oh yeah. Oh.
Really? Idiocracy 2006, rated R, 84 minutes. Oh yeah.
Desmond's happy.
Directed by Mike. Directed by Mike Judge. Starring Dax Shepard, Luke Wilson, Maya Rudolph, Terry Crews. Oh, so many great people.
A little Justin Long goes a long way.
Oh, yeah, totally. he's such a great addition. And this reminds me, talking about Mike Judge, eventually, it's not awesome. I mean, it's not time travel heavy, but, you know, we've done lesser time travel movies like Idiocracy. We're going to have to do Beavis and Butthead do time travel eventually.
Oh, uh-huh. Yeah, it's coming.
It's on the list, people.
It's coming, just like your scorching case of gonorrhea. It's all coming. It's all coming down the pike.
Ow, ow.
Oh, see, there it is.
Ow, hurts so bad.
Thomas Hayden Church, we even had made a little appearance. Exciting.
Where was he?
He was the owner of Brondo.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, the Sandman himself.
Mr. Sideways wine drinking guy.
This is fun fact. Fun fact time. This is the first movie I ever purchased on Amazon Prime.
Oh.
10, 12 years. You know, when everything was, when streaming was really taken off and you could find everything, but then all of a sudden you couldn't find something. And one day I was like, oh, I want to watch Idiocracy because it's 2015 and you can watch anything. And I couldn't find it. So I was like, all right, I'm throwing down hard-earned bucks.
That's a fun fact.
Yeah, it is.
I'm trying to remember. I think the first digital purchase I did was the Star Wars collection. Boring.
Oh, my God.
Boring. Anybody could do that. Not anybody could buy Idiocracy.
You probably still have, even though you have nothing to play it on, you probably still have a Blu-ray collection of the Star Wars
legacy. I do. I think I might have given that to you. I don't know. Where is that? So this film is interesting. This film is theoretically our Patreon alternate universes, but this is like maybe arguably time travel.
It's
maybe sort of.
Like I said, it's kind of Patreon is time travel adjacent.
Adjacent, yeah.
And I think all alternate universes have a, you can always theoretically imagine that it's, you don't show up the same minute you leave.
we ask the question, does the frozen person that comes back in the future, is that time travel? Is it someone who is now in the future that they should not exist in?
That's the key.
Is that sort of a form of time travel? Maybe it is. And if that's the case, is Captain America a time travel film?
Oh.
Oh.
Well, see, now here's the key with Captain America. Oh, no, because he does age.
Yes.
Because I was going to say Captain America.
He does.
So I was thinking, like, in theory, Captain America would have lived to 2016 anyways.
But he would have been.
But he actually probably wouldn't have.
Not as a young, Agent Carter did, right? But not as a young dude.
Yeah.
Not as a guy who's like 18 or whatever, 21 ever old, and then he's in a far-flung future. So this goes down a whole rabbit hole. Then you go, is Alien a time travel film? This could be our whole Patreon. This could be all frozen time travelers.
Wow. Because I know always think of Idiocracy and Demolition Man, and then I can't think of any more. But yeah, fucking Ripley goes.
Mixed and edited by Desmond McNeese for We Mixed It, LLC. Go to whatsoundsawesome.com.